USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says in his words, a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the U.S. by early next year. He made the prediction during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. Protests over the death of George Floyd continuing last night in many U.S. cities despite curfews. Many people were out past curfew in New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and Denver. But there were fewer incidents of violence and criminal activity than had been seen on previous nights. In Maryland's capital of Annapolis, the police chief from nearby Howard County and several officers joined a march calling for an end to police brutality.
These types of incidents embarrass our profession, and we want to show them that we support them in their legal ability to be out and to protest.
This is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The tanker truck driver who drove onto an interstate bridge in Minneapolis, narrowly missing running down dozens of protesters over the weekend, has been released from jail as prosecutors continue to investigate whether he should be charged. 35-year-old Bogdan Verchurko of Otsego, Minnesota, was jailed on Sunday on suspicion of assault and stayed behind bars until midday yesterday in connection with his empty fuel tanker careening through that crowd which was protesting the death of George Floyd. Prosecutors had until noon yesterday to hold him without charges before they had to release him pending further investigation. Tropical storm Cristobal has strengthened as it moves from the Gulf closer to the Mexican coast. Forecasters say it could continue to gain strength as it approaches the northern Gulf coast this weekend with heavy rains and gusty winds. It's the earliest named storm on record in the Atlantic Basin, beating Tropical Storm Colin, which had formed on June 5th in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Joe Biden was the big winner on primary day in several states yesterday, the Democratic presidential candidate sweeping seven of them in Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. The victory is pushing Biden closer to becoming the Democratic Party's nominee for the White House. The 77-year-old former VP is now only about 100 delegates short of automatically getting the nomination as primaries next week in Georgia and West Virginia are expected to put him over the top. Meanwhile, there are many projections that Iowa Congressman Steve King has been defeated in his Republican primary race. Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson laying into President Trump yesterday. The 90-year-old host of the 700 Club was panning the president's vow to use military troops to put down protests. And speaking of governors as jerks, Robertson has long supported Trump, but on yesterday's 700 Club broadcast, he said, quote, "You just don't do that, Mr. President." The Senate Judiciary Committee is moving to take up the death of George Floyd later this month. Chairman Lindsey Graham saying that June 16th is the date the committee is considering for a hearing. Graham also talking about protesters fighting for a change, saying he understands it. And for the second year in a row, Tijuana, Mexico is the most violent city in the world. The city just over the border from San Diego has the world's highest murder rate as of last year. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.